Welcome to this very special edition of Jedi Alliance. Tonight we have Jennifer Muro, the writer of Force of Destiny, which is coming out tomorrow on Star Wars YouTube page and then coming soon on television. So stick with us. We're going to talk to her all about that and more. We'll see you after the opening.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jedi Alliance right here on the Popcorn Talk Network, where we celebrate the greatest saga in film and beyond. I'm one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Joined, as always, by the one and only Michael Young, who's sitting next to me today.
Aww.
We're buddies.
You can find me online at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
Unfortunately, Alexis Torres is not joining us tonight. She is out for... It's wedding season. It's crazy. It's nuts.
We understand.
She's got plenty on her plate already. She's going to be in and out for these couple episodes. But let's get to our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome Jennifer Muro to Jedi Alliance.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You've been on quite a whirlwind tour to promote Forces of Destiny.
A little bit. Yeah. Just a smidge.
you've had quite the history in the animation world.
Yeah.
What brought you to Forces of Destiny?
Boy, a lot of luck. meeting Dave Filoni many moons ago at Nickelodeon probably helped.
What project did you guys meet on?
He was on Avatar The Last Airbender. Okay. And I was at the studio forever. And we all had the same friends. And in the past few years, I've been doing a lot more action, like Justice League action. Actually, Marvel Spider-Man's coming out soon. What else? Stretch Armstrong's coming out soon. I just finished Buddy Thunderstruck. So, and Lego DC Superhero Girls, I think, was probably a big part of that, too. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had moved more towards that kind of stuff, and I think it just kind of maybe fit a little bit, and we figured, why the hell not? So they brought me in, and we talked a little bit, and it kind of worked out.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, a long-standing tradition on Jedi Alliance is anytime we bring a guest in, we try to get everybody's Star Wars knowledge up, just so that we know where your fandom is like. It's not a trivia quiz. It's not a trivia whatsoever. No. It is the five most important Star Wars questions, started by our Jedi Master Knapsack. It's all opinion. It's all opinion.
So I'm not gonna win the free wing. Damn.
No. The Buffalo Wild Wings $50 right. card. Not on the line tonight. But we want to start with what is your earliest Star Wars memory?
Oh gosh. I think probably Jedi. Mm. Probably I vaguely remember seeing it in a theater. I just don't remember with who or when. Was it after? Was it right when it came out? I was really young, so I was so young. So fabulous. That's probably my earliest memory, and then it just kind of grew from there, and after that, yeah.
As it usually does with most folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Jedi is probably still one of my favorite, unless that's one of the other questions that I screw that up.
No. Okay. We actually changed it from favorite movie to memory.
Actually is the same, so both questions are answered.
Nailed it. See, without even knowing the questions, answers are still correct.
Exactly.
Do you want to ask the next one, Michael?
Who is your favorite Star Wars character?
You know, Luke. I've said this before, but I'm a huge Mark Hamill fan, and his growth from Empire to Jedi was awesome for me.
It's a completely different person, seemingly.
Yes.
When he shows up, you're like, is that Luke?
Yeah, you're like, wow, he's not whining about power converters.
He's not a dork.
He's not a dork. He's great. And he's like, kick butt, man.
He's a full-fledged Jedi at that time.
Yeah, he's great.
Cool.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That a lot of people think that that's kind of a cop-out. Oh, Luke, of course it's
I know, but it's... I'm getting to the core... Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luke is that character.
Yeah.
Favorite color lightsaber, because green's my favorite color, and it was part of the thing. Like, I want to be just like you. Then, of course, Joker and all of that stuff for the Mark Hamill side of it.
Right.
What is your favorite Star Wars quote?
Oh, man. Never tell me the odds.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That fits really well.
Yeah. I mean, I could have went Yoda, but, you know, if we're going to do an everyday one, that's a pretty useful one.
Mm. It's one that seems to just blurt out sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
Never tell me the odds.
Yes.
No. I had a moment.
I've had those moments, and it's come in handy. Yeah. So, yes.
Oh, boy. So, Your favorite Force power?
Oh, God, levitation.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, okay.
Because then you can, like, levitate yourself, and it's kind of like having superpowers, but...
Yeah, it's
yeah, just super useful. Also, I would just, like, lift myself up and just, you know, get to LAX really fast. Just, you know...
Over traffic.
I would just levitate myself.
It's like, is that...
Is that Jen?
Yeah, and I'm making my fly. Right.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw her floating... Over the 405.
Over the 405, yes, yeah, exactly.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
How would that everybody definitely wishes just to soar
just,
over traffic?
Just force, yeah, force levitate.
Totally invalidated it.
Yep.
The last question, some would say, is the most important question. Would you ever turn to the dark side of the Force?
You know, I'd love to say no, but knowing me, it's possible. Not going to lie. I'm Italian. We got a dark side. Just by our nature.
That's what it is.
Just saying. It could happen.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Darn shame. Yeah.
If only.
But let's try to keep it light. Not this, but, you know, my soul.
Just yes.
Because you never know.
But we're in Hollywood. It's a lot harder now.
It's way harder. I know.
Like, dip into the dark side just a little bit. Like,
dip the toe. Dip the toe.
Glad to know a little bit more about you and your Star Wars history.
Yes.
So before we go a little bit further into Forces of Destiny, we have the most recent trailer that we're going to be playing and talking over. So why don't we take a look at that right now. Thank you again to our audio listeners who will be seeing this never. Let's take a quick look at Star Wars Forces of Destiny.
BB-8, hang on.
One of the most striking things is this type of animation hasn't been seen in Star Wars whatsoever.
Yeah, Ghostbot did an amazing job. Mr. Rao is fantastic, and the whole team is wonderful. And when you see the whole thing, I mean, there's little bits. You can already kind of tell, but even the mouth movements, the eye movements, it's glorious.
And even the style changes. There was a shot of Sabine... one of the still shots that they released as a promotion where it's just like that's not the little girl that we met in Rebels,
right?
Yeah.
And it seems to lean a little bit closer to A New Hope than when we first saw
her. Well, we saw, you know, her on Rebels, so it's gonna and of course,
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka.
Sabine and Ahsoka and Leia and everybody.
And it looked like there was a little tease that was Anakin and Yoda at a Force tree. Is that something that could be confirmed?
It's possible. We'll find out in a week.
Which
is great. Well, that's obviously Endor on there. So definitely have some Jedi action.
Has the schedule been announced of whose short is going to be released when? Or is it just they're coming out 10 a.m. every day?
That's a good question. I mean, it is going to be 10 a.m. every day. I know which ones are which, but they, you know, maybe they have changed that. I'm not sure. I mean, I remember which way we kind of put it out and wrote it, but I don't know. So, you know, sometimes production, it changes and schedules changes.
Sure.
So we'll find out. I mean, I have a feeling the order, what it's going to be, but we'll find out tomorrow.
We do know that it's narrated by Maz Kanata. Does that entail a specific order? Like, is there a full narrative for the entirety of the season?
I mean, that would probably be in the fall.
Okay.
So that'll be so what's coming out this week are the individual shorts, and interstitials will be on the 9th.
Okay.
So I think even on the Star Wars show, I think Andy Gutierrez had mentioned they're going to be interstitials.
Yes.
And okay. So the half hour with Maz and Lupita will be in the fall. So those will be kind of a thematic thing, so she'll be throughout the whole thing, and there'll be the specials then. So right now you're not going to probably see the whole thing. You're going to just kind of see, I think they're going to be kind of throughout Disney Channel shows on next Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, so more is coming.
Yeah,
awesomeness is coming in the fall.
The two-part special featuring 8 additional shorts will follow in fall 2017.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a date on that yet.
Yeah. I'm going to say mid-fall.
Okay, mid-fall. Yeah. One of the things that the entire fandom has been hoping for was just more Maz Kanata.
Is coming.
We rewatched. We do a series on here called Watch Alongs where we sort of MST3K with various movies. So we watched Force Awakens today, and just throughout all of Maz's scenes, we were like, "This is the best. She is the best. Can we get more, please?"
She's like she's like a really good, like, motherly figure
oh, yeah.
for the Force. Like, she's really, like, it's just like, oh, you know, she's Maz so great. Is here. She cares. She's warm. She drops knowledge on you when you need it. Mm. You know, she lets you know. He's like, I don't have a weapon. It's like, yes, you do. he's like, thank you.
Dave Filoni and I always called her, she's in the Golden Girls. She's like the Sophia Petrillo of Star Wars. So that's how we always kind of called. So she's part Yoda, part Sophia Petrillo in Golden Girls.
So now I want to the next time I see Lupita Nyong'o, I just for no reason whatsoever just want to thank her for being a friend.
Yes,
for no
exactly.
reason whatsoever. She's one of the standout characters that we're going to be seeing a bit from. Who was your favorite character to write for? Or is it somebody that you can't talk about yet?
No, I mean, well, part is that actually, but I mean, one that is truth and is true. It's absolutely Leia, because I got to write for Leia in original trilogy, and you get to write scenes from the original trilogy. I mean, who gets to do that? That's crazy. I don't even know why. How I'm probably dead, and this isn't even real right now. So when you're at that level, it's just so surreal. So, yeah, I mean, that's hard to beat. Even though I have Daisy Ridley and Felicity Jones, I mean, and all these amazing, it's fantastic. And Shelby Young did a great job as Leia, which was fantastic. And but it's just so hard to beat, you know, when you're, like, at, like, with, like, God, it's like, I'm thinking, you know, there's Ewoks and there's, you know, or on Echo Base. And, you know, there's just amazing stuff that you get to write for. So, yeah, that's hard to beat. Ooh. Yeah,
it's pretty hard to beat the matriarch of the entire Star Wars franchise.
Yeah,
really.
That's why it's like I'm trying to think, and I'm like, you just get choked up, and you stop, and you're like, wow, am I actually saying this? This is just so bizarre.
You have added something to the new trilogy that where the the only other person that has added to the original trilogy is George Lucas, and people are still kind of on the fence about that.
Yeah.
So you get to introduce all this new stuff that exists in this timeline, and people will be like, no, I'm down.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's like...
That's amazing.
How do you beat Lawrence Kasdan? Like that's... Like,
good old Larry, you know.
You know.
Good kid. He's come down here a couple times.
Yeah. Good guy. So, it's a little trippy. To say the least, and let's hope people like it. But they are small moments. I mean, they are little small moments. You know, it's not going to change the universe. But you know,
what's the average length?
You know, I'm going to say you can definitely count on 2 minutes,
okay.
Minimum.
Yeah. All right.
So
that's good.
Some are a little longer. I don't know if any are a little shorter, but you know, let's just say that's the average.
We're really looking forward to it. We were talking about it in the watch along today. The moment we're interested in seeing more. Between BB and Rey, because there's the moment where they first meet and Rey's like, ugh, I have to babysit a droid.
Yeah.
And then the moment where BB goes, he stole my friend's jacket, and like an angry mom just bolts like, after Finn. Like, what happened in between those two moments? And we're not the only people who are super excited to see
good.
A little bit more into
you
that.
Will see why.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That will definitely give a richer feeling of that connection. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You'd mentioned working with Daisy Ridley and the various actresses throughout the Star Wars voice acting and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Were you ever starstruck by getting to work with some of these people?
I mean, I unfortunately wasn't at the records for some of them because, you know, they're in England or doing whatever and, you know, it's just doesn't work out. But there's some starstruck moments. Yeah. And there's some moments of seeing it on the page and hearing the recording and going, like, and seeing the names on there or just seeing Leia on there. And it, that even just that is starstruck, even without the actresses. It's bizarre. Bizarre, to say the least, to just write that down and go, oh, my God, this is on a piece of paper. How is this even physically possible? So I would have loved to have been there for some of the stuff. But there's some starstruck moments. Hopefully that can be talked about in the future.
And you're part of it now. It's you're part of that history.
Yeah, it's what's the word? Like I said, surreal earlier. It's surreal. It's trippy. It's mind blowing. It's.
I think trippy's good.
Trippy's good. It. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It doesn't feel real sometimes, and it feels like you're just gonna wake up, but and you're still here, so it's great.
Now I know we're here talking about Force of Destiny, but has working on this. Is it going to lead to any other work in the Star Wars universe?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows in the future, you know? I mean, this is so early on. We'll see how people like it and see what happens. And I mean, my door's always open, of course. Sure. And, you know, I mean, Lucasfilm Animation isn't going anywhere.
Do you want to write more Star Wars?
I don't think so.
Speaking about that, have you, since this has, you know, gone down, you've written, it's been recorded, have you ever been like, well, you know, I've written for Star Wars.
To tell them that, or other people?
No, just like when you're around,
like at the supermarket.
You know, when you're at the supermarket, it's like, oh, that's great. What are you doing? You're texting. You're writing on your phone. Well, you know, I've written for Star Wars.
I should just pull that out, like, you know, if then I'll get the right change. Really? You shortchanging me?
Actually, I've written for Star Wars.
or it's like another group of people are talking and you're like, not just part walk of them. Up. And you're like, whoo, that's kind of like the time I wrote for Star Wars.
By the way, excuse me, do you mind if I sit? Just let me just shove this chair in and just come sit down.
You know, being part of Star Wars, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right? Speaking of Star Trek, have you heard about Star Wars? Just shove it in at any point. I might as well.
One of our folks in chat, Trenton Dixon, has a question. When did production start on the shorts?
Production in terms of, you mean like animation or...
When did you submit the first draft?
Oh, gosh. And then... I mean, it was a while back. I mean, it's been a year in, you know, so I'm going to say... What is this? So at least 10, 11 months, you know. Okay. So it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid turnaround.
Yeah.
And then what was the turnaround like from submitting your first draft to then seeing the first rough animatic or any of the first rough animation?
I mean, it's a couple of months, and you go through, you know, first, second, third. You do a little polish. You figure it out, you know. So it takes a little bit. You know, by winter, things are starting to move along, and, you know, and... Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. Some are a little bit of early delivery. Some are a little, you know, pushed. So I think it's just so hard to answer because there's so many of them. Sure. But yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple of months.
Was there a dream Star Wars scenario that you were able to present? Or was it more of, hey, we have an idea for some of these scenes and we would like you to write the nitty gritty?
There was some that were a dream scenario that I got to present that ended up happening, so I'm pretty happy. Like you'll find out.
Anything you can share.
You'll find out this week.
You'll find out tomorrow.
No. Yes, you will find out this week. Absolutely.
We do know in the press releases. Yes. It's revealed that we had Ahsoka Tano is a character being featured. Sabine Wren, and even in the trailer we saw Jyn Erso, Rey, Padme. So.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of a hint or a short that you would want us to keep an eye out for? I mean, we're going to watch all of them regardless, but it's like, no, keep an eye on that Padme.
I mean, it really depends. I mean, people are crazy about Padme. Like, that has been the most tweets I've gotten. Like, Ahsoka and Padme are the top two, which is shocking. Yeah, people are really and Kat Tabor is amazing, and she did a fantastic job, and people are going to be thrilled to see her, and she is in there. I know people are worried. She is not just a passing fancy. She is in there. They're going to be very excited about that. Okay. I mean, for me, like, I mean, you saw Leia and Wicket in there, and that's something to look out for. I think that was really fun, and that was a dream come true to do. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that episode.
And we've seen it, but just for the benefit of some people who may have not seen it, what is the status of canon for these shorts?
In terms of, I mean... They're part of the universe. I mean, it is canon, but I hate to use that word. But I think Dave put it best, where there's an authenticity to these stories. I mean, they are part of it. There's continuity. Let's you know, who knows who'll catch what small thing that might be wrong. I hope we didn't miss. You know, I always worry about that. I mean, look, Lucasfilm Story Group is amazing at this stuff.
Oh, sure.
Let's hope I didn't screw up. But it's canon. I mean, yeah, it's part of the world, which is absolutely terrifying.
Which character do you wish you had more time to work with?
That's a really good question. I mean, kind of all of them in a way. I mean, you just want more time with them, all of them. There were some characters I would love to have gotten in there that I didn't get to get in there. And once they're all out, I could talk about that probably a little bit more. But yeah, let's just say for now that I wish they were all a little bit longer. I would have taken a minute each extra. That would have been fantastic.
Now, so. With that said, how does it feel writing the smaller, more intimate moments? Because I know a lot of times people might say, oh, well, this isn't really that important, but these are pieces that are like building blocks of their character.
Yeah. No, it's important, but small at the same time, which is funny. So it's really about capturing their personality. What what choices would they make even in these small moments? Mm-hmm. You know, it speaks to their character. I think that's... what you needed to capture more than anything else in these. It's about, that's where the authenticity comes in. It's making sure they act the way they would, you know, and whether it be, you know, in seriousness or a little bit of humor or interacting with another character they hadn't before. And how are those guys going to be? So it was difficult, yet as long as you kept true to their reactions and their heart, it worked out.
Cool.
Yeah.
The small moments are sometimes the most important one. In while watching Force Awakens today, we had a chance, you know, just by the nature of it only being out for 2 years, it's like you don't necessarily have the mileage that you do with the original trilogy.
Yeah.
But getting a chance to see it and understand and see a little bit more of the camera work and a little bit more of the silence. It's not just what people are saying, but also what they're not saying. Mm-hmm. And getting a chance to express, having so much time, I can understand needing that extra minute.
You mean in The Force Awakens or just in general?
Just in general. Oh, yeah. Like seeing how important those silent moments are and how much time between characters just being on screen is necessary, I can understand needing an extra bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's so many different stories we want to tell, and, you know, the longer we spend on one story, then another story might have to go away. Sure. So it's just the balance of how many do we want to tell and, you know, how long do we have to tell.
Are there any multi-parts or is it all just one shot?
There should be individual, the one shots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay.
Cool.
So before we went live, we were talking a little bit about Star Wars Celebration.
Mm.
And you were at Celebration this past
year. I was, yes.
What was your Celebration experience like?
Well, I mean, of course it was amazing because that's when Force of Destiny announced it, I think, midnight on Wednesday?
Yeah, the day before.
It was the day before it started. I was with Dave Filoni and Sam Witwer, who's fantastic, and Matt Wood, who's amazing sound guy at Lucasfilm. And I didn't know that they had the trailer with Kathleen Kennedy in, like, that whole, like, that was an amazing, like, I had not seen it. So I saw this thing, and it was, like, midnight, and I was in the Hilton, and it was, this thing dropped, and it was, like, this is not real. This was just the most surreal, amazing moment. And so it was fantastic. And then the Heroines of Star Wars panel, where they announced Forces of Destiny, and Daisy came out and had
that
a doll.
Room was electric.
Oh, you were there?
I was in line at the store.
Oh,
my wife was in the room and
sent
a picture and was just like, "Ah, Daisy's here!" And I was like, and we went back and watched the entirety of the panel, and it was so wonderful to see everybody in there with their action figures as well.
Yeah.
Can you describe a little bit of that too? How much did you have any sort of a say in what went into the action figures as well?
I mean, it wasn't a say. I mean, I had seen some early stuff and designs and things, and no, I mean, I'm going as an observer and a fan in that way, which is kind of wonderful. And I got to go to the Forces of Destiny booth at Celebration, and I talked to one of the designers, who's fantastic, and the Hasbro guys are like, "Oh my gosh, you're Jen," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're making these," and it was amazing. And we talked a little about the dolls.
Everybody having a surreal moment of, "We're doing Star Wars."
Yes,
this is crazy.
Exactly. It really, really is, and it was nice to have, you know, because it was a female designer who would design. It was fantastic, and. Mm-hmm. We were discussing how funky Chewie looked, which was really fun. He was like, yeah.
Like, you needed the plastic bit to.
It was wacky, man. It was a little disco Chewie happening. We were calling the little hair. Man. So we'll see what it turns out to be, because it's going to be fun.
What was it like dealing with the fandom on a first, like a right up against them?
They were super supportive and amazing, and it was great. You know, and it had just come out, so everyone was kind of like, "Oh my gosh, you're the thing," and doing the thing. And it was like, "Yes, I'm doing the thing." And on the floor, and it was nice to meet young girls going, "I want to be a writer, and this is amazing." And so that was my first taste of that going.
That's wonderful.
You're writing, you're a female Star Wars writer. And that was like unheard of for them, I guess. I mean, they're out there here and there. I mean, more in publishing, I think. And
On the book side.
And you know, there was, well, of course, on Clone Wars there was, and Nicole Dubuque did Rebels last season. So, mm-hmm. So it was nice. I mean, it's getting there. Mm-hmm. It's getting there.
What is your goal, essentially, for the amount? What do you want to see result from this series?
I think a new audience, or more younger audience coming in, and it's as an introduction to Star Wars that they hadn't had before, or young girls being like, "Oh, so this is for me too." And I think just, you know, a new audience. I think that would be a great result of this. And fans going, oh, this is a fun moment, or that's, you know, and then for the other people, you know, big fans who are like, oh, that's really cool, you know, and just have that extra fun. That's kind of what I want out of it.
Because this could be some people's first experience with yes. Star Wars.
Yes, and that's...
Or definitive.
For a 9-year-old, I mean, it's possible, or a 7-year-old, or whatever. I mean, that's mind-blowing, you know, for that to be an intro for them, and if mm-hmm. it makes them happy. And they're like, I have moms, you know, tweeting me going, you know, my daughter's watched this over and over again like 50 times, and that's I don't even, what do you do with that? That's mm-hmm. amazing, and I hope I don't disappoint them, you know. And it's, you know, we'll see. Yeah.
Now we'd be remiss to not ask a little bit of the controversial nature, I say, quote, controversial nature of various fans, various ages, asking about, well, where are all the men?
They're in a little box.
we're keeping them away.
They're in the Millennium Falcon. They're in the floorboards.
Nice.
You know, where they should be. No, I'm kidding. It's not at all. It's so funny because, you know, I'm looking forward to these coming out because they're in there. There's some guys in there. And, you know, there's, you know, it's all from the female's point of view, but there's more males in there than I think people think. They think it's just the girls and there's no one in there. And,
I mean, we've probably seen a total of...
You saw some Star Troopers. Some of those were guys.
I don't know if we've seen... Yeah. I think we've seen about 40 seconds... 30-40
right.
seconds.
Right, and there's
total.
A lot more. Yes, like, absolutely. And of course, the trailer's going to have more of what this is about. But mm-hmm. but once you see the whole thing, you go, oh, well, here's that, and here's him, and here's him, and here's there. You know, so I can see where that point of view is now from what is being shown. Mm-hmm. So once you see the whole picture, and then in the fall, once that is, that's going to even put that deeper. So okay. It's coming. It's just going to take a little time.
Can you speak to the rumor of Matt and Ashley recording recently that she posted on social media?
I think she had mentioned that it was Force of Destiny. Yeah, she said it was Force of Destiny, yeah. Right. But they were in the trailer that Kathleen Kennedy put out. I mean, with that original one for Celebration. So that's they were in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm surprised people were not sure. I guess they just wanted to make sure, but I mean, they were in there.
Because there's also so many Star Wars projects. There's like
right.
there's yeah. this video game project. There's a mobile game. Like right. you never know if it's like right. okay, we're going back in the Clone Wars era for this, that, the other.
Right.
Thing.
Unless there's something I don't know. Ashley had mentioned that it was. Yeah.
Will there be any new characters introduced through the Forces of Destiny line, and then like in terms of like for like season 4 of Rebels or
right.
Maybe not Last Jedi, or are there any characters that in upcoming projects that might be introduced in Forces of Destiny before we see them on the big screen?
That's a really good question. I'm trying to think over stuff. I'm going to see. I don't know if I can answer that. I'm going to say it's mostly who you know, unless I'm forgetting something. So if I do, I apologize.
Okay. Fine. I mean, again, we have no, right. like, we're not like, so wait a minute, you said, like, no.
It was that back in this date.
No, yes. Yeah, no, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Daniel Drew asked us on Twitter, which characters would you be interested in focusing on in the future?
If
you could be specific.
I mean, look, I mean, I'd love to do, I'll always do more Leia. That'd be great. I would love to do more team ups if possible. I'm always up for OT. Any extra OT, I'm up for that.
Now, since you said team ups, if I could, I would like to just put this in your ear real quick. You guys know. Ventress and Ahsoka together doing whatever.
Okay.
Like, you know, taking down bad guys, covert mission, something, you know, beat some people up. That's, you know.
Nice.
You know, just put it out there.
Okay.
You know, pass it on to Dave. Tell Dave I say, pass it on.
I will make sure to. Is there anyone else you'd like to see Ahsoka with?
Take requests.
Like, your top three.
Let's see. I'd like to see Ahsoka Ventress.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka and Anakin a little further after she leaves, kind of like, all right, we're going to see if this team up can still work. And it's kind of shaky, but
like
they make it
happenstance.
After she leaves, in terms of
leaves the order
when they kind of like you know, kind of fall out because
excommunicated.
She was
so that.
Yeah, that
small time period.
That
piece before
he becomes Vader.
And
you know, maybe things are kind of rocky, but they try to figure out how to get their kind of mojo back together.
Okay.
And then I'd like to see her and one of the clones, maybe like Rex or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or, you know, maybe in a situation where they're, like, back to the wall behind enemy lines, I think that would work real well.
I would say Rebels-era Rex and Ahsoka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, a little bit more of the interplay that
Yeah, there is a Rebels era there, too. People forget about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, just slide that. Slide
try.
That to Dave. You know.
Okay.
Dave, I know you watch this show every week. Thank you very much for your patronage. Just go on and take those ideas under advisement. Just put
Michael, them in your hat.
Yeah, just put Michael in the credits. I could be in the last credit, the very last person, real God. Small. But Michael. Just put me
thanks
in there.
Thanks, too.
Thanks, Mike.
A special thanks. You got a chance to go to the Saturn Awards this past week.
I did,
what was that like?
That was super fun. Mm-hmm. It was great. I went with Janina Gavankar. I don't know if you know Janina. She's the new voice of Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I nurse. I forgot her last name, but I did.
Agent Thomas.
Yeah. No. Different show.
And it was great. And she's like, let's go. And I was like, okay. And it was awesome. And I knew a lot of people there. The whole Rebels team was there. And it was so great to see everybody. And
I think Rebels won like 3 awards that night, right?
They did. Yeah. So, Rebels didn't, but Star Wars did. I mean, Rogue One. And I think Rogue One won twice. And Dave went up, which was fantastic. And, you know, Steve Bloom was there, who I love, and Vanessa Marshall. And so, you know, it was really nice. I know Bruce and Campbell and his wife was there, which was nice to see them. And it was super fun. Yeah, I had not been before. And I'm so glad that Janina got to give Dave the award. She happened to have been the presenter for
that's
that
really
award,
cool.
Which is great. And they had not met before. So I was like, before the ceremony, I was like, Dave, you got to meet my friend Janina. And they were separate. Then I guess backstage, Janina said, so you're Miro's friend. And I was like, I guess that all worked out. So they ended up meeting, which was so great. I was very thrilled about
that. I mean, sometimes you just need that common through line to start a fresh friendship.
Yeah. I was so happy for them. So,
speaking of Battlefront, like there's such a big emphasis being put on Inferno Squad and the character of Iden and that whole period in between Jedi and The Force Awakens. Is there anything in the... Can you speak to anything in the works, or is that something that I'm going to have to request, or...
That's... Yeah, man. It's... I said it at the Saturn Wars. Stormtroopers will come to my house. I
totally understand.
They will march in. Clones will come back and get me.
But then let me rephrase the question. In terms of how much has been put on the table for you to grab for... to write, like what? How much freedom has the story department given you for either the shorts we're going to be seeing this week or further down the line?
I mean, I think there was a big amount. I mean, we really had all time and space, not all, but you know what I mean. There was a really nice amount to grab from, and it was really about the women and going, who do we want to talk about? Who can we talk about? Who can we put together? Who we can't, because it just wouldn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was really coming from that place more than anywhere else, and then going from there. I know that's kind of a little bit vague, but you'll see when it comes, you know.
Most of this interview has been, you'll see when it comes.
I know.
So, that's totally fun.
Now, we do have a couple from the chat. Trenton Dixon says, do you know what the decision was to pick these characters specifically? Was it just that, hey, we want to focus on the women and like their quieter moments? Mm-hmm. Was it something like that?
I mean, it was just showing the everyday heroism of these characters. And, and how many can we tell, or how much time can we give Ahsoka? How much time can we give Padme? How much time can we give Leia? And are there multiple stories? Can we put them together? Can we not? You know? So, I think it was just an organic thing coming from that place of, you know, it was really all about the women coming from the beginning.
No, that's great. And this is way too direct a question.
It happens.
I should know better. but in terms of the story department, does that mean comics? Does that mean books? Like, does that mean characters that that may not have a voice, but just because it's the written word?
Right.
Are some of those characters starting to be put on the table and not trying to name specific characters, but...
Oh my gosh, I'd love to answer those questions. Once
you know
again,
that's still a great answer. That's still a great answer.
Here's one that you could probably answer, maybe.
Okay.
Paul Anthony, and I'm not messing up that last word.
Maglia.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gotcha.
I'm glad you said it.
I got you.
Is Forces of Destiny going to be seasonal, like Freemaker Adventures or like Rebels or something, where every year we're getting X amount of shorts?
I think they're more specials. I mean, I think we'll see how things go, but right now I think this is what it is, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I mean, it's It's definitely not like Rebels. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
But
but you never know in the future. You never know. That'd be fabulous.
Everybody knows that you're going to have to watch this 3-4 times. I mean, you'll probably want to already. But don't download it. You got to watch it on Star Wars YouTube channel. Yes. You just keep it going. Turn off that ad blocker. I know you got that ad blocker.
Watch it. Comment on it so it continues to get that engagement. And then, you know, we can get some more shorts.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. And you know, I hope... It's like I don't want people to have too much expectation, but they also might be like, oh, this is super great, and here's why. So it's like I'm just wondering what the opinions are going to be from people because I'm concerned people are going to be like, I expected this giant thing. And it's like that's why we've always talked about it being the everyday moments and the heroic, the small moments.
In all of the press releases I've seen, it's been like one of the first things is 2 to 3 minutes.
Right, yeah. And everyday heroism. Yeah, yeah.
About
absolutely.
3 minutes, guys.
Right.
Don't you worry. We're not getting full 22-minute episodes.
Right, and there's things we'd love to have conquered, but, you know, that's very difficult to do. And, of course, it's an introductory thing, too, which is wonderful. And you don't want someone to be, what is this? And a 9-year-old kid going, I don't know what's happening. You know, you just want something that's going to love these characters. And that's what it's about. It's all about the character. And, look, if we can fill in some fun things, that's going to be fantastic.
So, did you ever have an inkling to write yourself into any of these shorts?
I wouldn't even have known how to do that. Like, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah, so...
like Jennifer the shopkeeper or something, like just slide in there.
That would have been great. Man, I wish I was in SAG. I could have been like, can I just be, you know, someone number two or something? Yeah, that'd be so great. Darn. All right, next time.
we're going to get more. Yeah.
I hope so.
Like,
I hope so.
Even if you look at it from a business sense, if we have the... all of the, well, the majority of the voice actresses coming back.
Right.
All of them, that they have played the character in one area or another. Yeah. Maybe not all necessarily on screen. Mm-hmm. But if we have all of these actresses back and all of this talent back, that shows a lot of confidence from Star Wars and from Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't think of it that way, but that's true, I guess. And yeah, I guess so. That's true.
I mean, if you think about a lot of the back in the day, the Disney like straight to home videos, like how many of the actors stuck around for those straight to video ones? No, but these ones, 2 to 3 minute shorts. Let's get everybody back in.
Yeah,
there.
And if the fact that they wanted to do it and we're up for it, I think tells you something. So that's great. That's true.
So we got a little bit off of it, but he threw a couple of suggestions out there just to separate it from the questions so that there's no. We've been reading a whole bunch of the new Extended Universe books over here, and some Nora Wexley, some Sienna Ray, and some Ray Sloan, Dr. Aphra from the new comic line.
Right.
There's just so many. Even just seeing, and I read it totally legally, the new manga that came out in Japan based off of Lost Stars.
I mean, maybe
we did. Who knows? Seeing the pictures in officially released press releases. But even just seeing Sienna in that and going, this character, people want to take this character seriously. And I'm sure more folks like... there's just so much Star Wars.
To use, utilize, which is wonderful. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. But it is something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be stone-faced here.
No, it's amazing. It's great. Like,
I'm doing what I can.
I think our engineer just punched in to see just a single bead of sweat. It's going on?
Right.
Not letting anything go. Stormtroopers, the 501st is right outside.
Right, I hear the knocking.
Like Pablo Hidalgo is watching right now. Like,
like backlit and like...
he's like...
petting a cat in a sink.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
So I'm going to read a little bit from this press release that we got here. And I think we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Super fun.
Rey, Ahsoka Tano, Jyn Erso, Princess Leia, Sabine Wren, and other icons of a galaxy far, far away will take center stage in Star Wars Forces of Destiny, a new animated micro-series and initiative celebrating some of Star Wars' most beloved and inspirational characters. Announced by Disney and Lucasfilm back at Celebration. Star Wars Forces of Destiny will launch July 3rd with a series of animated shorts, 2 to 3 minutes each, on Disney YouTube, exploring all new adventures of the fan favorites. A two-part TV special featuring 8 additional shorts will follow on Disney Channel in mid-fall 2017. Significantly,